Big Hurt Weird Adventures. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. Psych. Hey, guys. Let me do this the right way. And welcome to a brand new episode of Big Heckin' Wade Adventures. I'm your co-host, one half of the Adventures crew, El Chocolate Caliente, a.k.a. Chocolate Thunder, a.k.a. Charles Smooth, a.k.a. Chucky Smoothington, the one, the only. Oh, wait, my bad. Forgot a nickname. Shout out to Luflo. Quarantine Gene, a.k.a. Mean Gene. Shout out to the good brother Jose. Wade Olson. And we are back, or I am back, with a brand new episode for your listening pleasure. We've been away for a while due to a lot of events. And if you look at our last episode, which dropped March 7th, it is now April. We're in the middle of April. So by the time you hear this, I'm recording this on a Tuesday. Time and dates have really become like on the back burner for a while. But as I look at my laptop, which has been in front of me for the past couple of days, it is Tuesday, April 14th. And you'll be hearing this on Saturday. So Big Heck and I were sitting down after that episode with so much high hopes on so many events. And you could hear it. We were talking about going to Wrestler's Lab and we were going to go to ZapCon and we were going to, and I was going to another independent show, Battle Club. And shout out to Wrestler's Lab, man. I am gutted by this, but back to the matter at hand, a pandemic occurred. COVID-19, aka the coronavirus, has taken over globally. It's a pandemic, basically. A word I never thought I'd use, and I actually had to look up the definition of it. And it's one word I never thought I would have to add to my vocabulary, but here we are. A lot's gone on in the world and, you know, sporting events are shut down. You can't go to the store without a mask and gloves on. I never thought I'd have to walk into a bank with a mask and gloves on and ask for money. And I'm not even sticking up the place. Washing your hands constantly, even though I do that already. Sorry about that, guys. I had a phone call coming through. Even though I do that constantly, I am honestly shell-shocked by a lot of things that have been going on. But I talked to Big Heck, and we sat down as a group, and we said, yo, one of us has got to put an episode out and just shine a little light on the darkness, you know, give an update on us or one of us or both of us, just to let the world know, like, hey, listen, you know, you're going through it, so are we, but we're gonna help you find some type of peace. So I decided to pick up the ball, run with it, and give you a brand new episode and just chop it up. There's not gonna be a huge topic-based thing. I'm just going to talk about random things. You're going to get some of my pickups, what I've been reading, what I've been doing during this pandemic at home. And we're just going to have fun with it. But let's get business out of the way first. Let's knock business out of the way. First of all, I would like you guys to know that you can rate, review, and subscribe to us on any podcast streaming platform. We are part of a network. We are part of the Fourth Wall Pop Network. So if you would like to look for us, just type in on Spotify, iTunes podcast app, Google Podcasts, all those good platforming sites. You can find us there as we are part of the Fourth Wall, along with Fourth Wall Cast, which drops their episode, excuse me, I'm a little parched, on Sundays. We drop on Saturdays. We have brand new additions to the network, such as The Crossroads with Dusty Dave and my good brother, DFDC. And we have another show with Matty G and the good brother Bones, Nothing to Wrestle With. So do me a favor. Go on your podcast streaming platforms. Subscribe and listen. Give us a listen. Rate, review, subscribe. If you'd like to find us on social media, you can find me and Big Heck on Facebook at Big Heck Wade Adventures. You can find us on Twitter at Big Heck Wade ADV. And you can find us on Instagram at Big Heck Wade Adventures. If you want to find the Fourth Wall Pop Network, where we hashtag like to make it pop, you can find us at Fourth Wall POP on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook, which is coming soon. There will be a Facebook site, Facebook Fourth Wall Pop Network. And you can find us on Instagram at Fourth Wall Cast for all your social media needs. Did you also know we have a Tee Public store? So if you want to throw a couple ducats, you know, our way, and you also get a pretty lavish shirt out of it, feel free to hop on to teepublic.com/BigHeckWade, and you can get a shirt, a lavish t-shirt, a tank top if you're feeling sexy. You could even get a little belly shirt, show off your belly, you know what I mean? Keep it sexy. You can get a mug. There's a lot of things you can do with teepublic.com. And, you know, look us up. But I also wanted to let you guys know that while I'm recording, I'm sipping some of the lavish, delicious coffee you can get from Brick House Coffee. Just go on brickhousepower.com, search for the coffee, and look and add our special code, BigHeckWade10, and you will get a 10% discount. You know, heads up from us. It's some of the best coffee. I highly recommend it. It gets me and Big Heck through these podcasts. It gets me and Big Heck also going through our day. And I definitely think now it can help you guys out and get through yours. So once again, go to brickhousepower.com, search for their coffee, add the code BigHeckWade10 for a special 10% discount. Now, before we move on, I'm going to take a little bit of a break. That was a lot of words for me to get out. Believe me, a one-man show is very difficult to get done, but I'm going to get it done for you guys. I'll be back after these special announcements. And we're back after that long-winded commercial break. Gee, that guy who does the sponsor segment, might got to cut him. Talks a little too much for my personal liking. But a lot of people have been wondering, you know, what do you do with this time you have? You know, being home, some of us are working from home, some of us are, you know, with our families, just not knowing what to do. And, you know, you can only watch so much TV and do so much cleaning, man. You need to find that space or that time to just get away from it. So what I'm recommending is a few comic books to read, or a few graphic novels. I know a lot of us can't get out, but there are a few comic book stores that are doing curbside delivery, and a few of them are actually even sending them out. I know my favorite comic book shop, which is basically like a home to me, actually two of my favorite comic book shops are doing that right now. Zap Comics in Wayne, New Jersey. Shout out to the crew at Zap Comics. Corey and all the guys, I miss you guys, man. I miss going there every Wednesday and picking up my my books and talking to everybody in there and grabbing some pops whenever I get the chance with the good brother Big Heck. They're doing a few pickups and things like that. So if you want to go check them out, please feel free. They are on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just search up Zap Comics. Definitely an easy group to talk to. You definitely get some dope stuff to read. The other comic book store I'm recommending that is doing curbside delivery and they'll even send it out to you is Eastside Mags, located in Montclair. Another spot I found like 2 years ago by accident, didn't know there was a comic book shop by my job. And ever since then, they're my go-to when I'm at work and I need to pick up my, you know, get my comic book fix on. So again, check out Eastside Mags for pickup. I think they're doing curbside delivery as well. And also maybe mailing some things out. Reach out to them on all social media. But the first book I'm going to recommend to you guys is called Something is Killing the Children. It's written by James Tynion and the artist is Werther Del Edera. Now, if you're a fan of Stranger Things and you love a little bit of horror and a lot of gore, then this book is definitely for you. James Tynion, who's one of my favorite writers, he wrote Batman Detective Comics. That whole run during the rebirth when it first kicked off was one of the Batman books I stuck with until he moved on to other projects like the current Batman run. Which, mind you, if you have a chance, jump on that too. It's one of my favorite books to read. It's actually going into, I believe, issue 91. I know DC said that they were stopping at one point to, you know, keep everything digital, to keep their fans interested and keep everything going. They told their writers and their artists, don't stop creating. Keep making stuff so we have something to put out digitally. And I did hear a rumor. I don't know how true it is. Comicbook.com was reporting that Diamond is going to start lifting up the ban for things to come out, but it's only on the DC front. I don't know if DC and Diamond have some deal worked out where this is going to happen, but I heard it was going to start up either next week or the week after. And they're going to start having, I know the first week is going to be really small. Some of the books I saw are going to be second prints and maybe a few new issues of things, which is kind of good because I don't read a lot of Marvel. There's not many Marvel books I pick up every week. But this is perfect for me. I get to get my DC fix if it's true. I can do some curbside pickups. Hopefully even a few deliveries. Might even have to send some books out to some friends. but I'm not going to say anything right now. But back to the point we were talking about. Something is Killing the Children. It's a story about, and I'm not going to go into full spoilers. I'm just going to tell you what the book's about just off of this. I'm not going to say go, you know, who does what happens, all that stuff. Just pay attention to what I'm telling you. There's this weird monster thing going around in this small town. Kids are disappearing left and right. And the ones that come back, they're telling the adults or the authority, listen, something's going on. There's this monster coming around, killing the kids. And, you know, parents, especially in these horror type situations, they don't believe their kids. So eventually, and this is the cool part, a monster slayer comes into town. Her name is Erica Slaughter. Her main purpose, her sole purpose, is basically to kill these monsters. That's all she does. There's nothing else to it. That's her job. If I'm telling you, if you like Stranger Things, take this synopsis, take this all into one picture. Mix Stranger Things with monsters and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That's the way I'm looking at it. Definitely one of the top books. I know it's a big seller. I believe volume one is out in trade paperback and volume two isn't releasing until December of 2020. Seems like forever. I know. But if you get a chance, pick up the digital copy of Something is Killing the Children, volume one. It's available. I highly recommend it. I'm going to try to get Big Heck to read it so we can do an episode talking about it, because I think he would get a kick out of the book. Another book that I just picked up, and believe me, I have a ton of books to catch up on now with this quarantining time, is Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey. I know. Some of you have a sour ass taste in your mouth for Birds of Prey. I personally liked the movie. I thought it was good. So did Big Heck and a few of my other friends. But this book takes place in Harley Quinn's Rebirth universe. I'm assuming, because the writer and the artist from those book from that series is doing this Black Label exclusive. That's right, it's a Black Label exclusive, not for kids. You're gonna see a lot of F-bombs, arms and legs being broken, dismemberments, things like that, and it's only the first book. So in this story of Birds of Prey, we are introduced or reintroduced to Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, who became a member of Birds of Prey in this story, even though I know she's Gotham City Sirens first, Huntress, and Black Canary. Cassandra Cain is supposed to pop up, but I do not know which version of her we're going to be getting. I don't know if we're going to get the movie version, you know, with the kid, or we're going to get Orphan from Detective Comics. Honestly, I would prefer Detective Comics. As much as I love Birds of Prey, the movie, one of my biggest gripes was I wish Cassandra Cain was Cassandra Cain, not what we got in the movie. Cassandra Cain is a badass mute who basically can, one of her abilities is she's able to choreograph her, like she can study a person's next movement before it happens, and she can hit those spots and actually break somebody down in a fight. It's one of the coolest things she can do. I don't know if that power has been retconned in the new Rebirth, but she's still a badass regardless. If you like Harley Quinn, like I do, if you love the Rebirth series, like I do, I highly recommend you jump on that book digitally. Don't be going out if you don't need to, or do curbside pickups or deliveries. Go right back home and start reading. Disinfect your books too. I don't know how you could, but you don't want to ruin them. But just find a way to read these books. Those are my two books I highly recommend off this week. Next, pickups. Now, I'm going to repeat this. I'm going to reiterate this as many times as I possibly can. If you do not need to leave the house, please don't. Stay home. Spend time with your families. Clean. Read comic books. Watch TV, even though that gets boring at sometimes. A lot of things I've picked up lately have been delivered and have come, and I've forgotten about them at some points. And I've also even ordered things online. So let's start with the online orders. My first two pickups online were the beautiful, gorgeous, lavish, luxurious Bray Wyatt Fiend figure. Bray Wyatt's Fiend figure, if you don't know, wrestling fans, you guys already know where I'm going with this. I feel it's top 10, one of the best figures Mattel's put out in a while. Now, I know people have their gripes with the arms, but you got to remember, they're basing this off when Bray just returned from his hiatus, and he did slim down a little bit. He slimmed down and got and toned up. So, mind you, I don't see the problem with the figure. The other cool things that it comes with are the lantern, the head lantern with Bray's decapitated head of his old self with the eyes stitched and the lantern. And I wonder, and I don't know how cool it would be if it is, but how dope would it be if that lantern glowed in the dark? Oh, that'd be so badass. And I will post pictures of the Fiend figure, what it looks like, on our page if I haven't already, just so you know what it looks like when I get it. Another thing I picked up was the Royal Rumble Lita figure. Now, that's not for me. It's for my good brother, Fan of Blood, a.k.a. Jay. Brother, it's a late birthday gift. I had to get it for you. I know you're one of the biggest Lita fans I know. That figure's yours, my brother. Got it for you. I also picked up the Ultimate Edition Becky Lynch Becky Two Belts. It comes with Becky Lynch in her WrestleMania attire from last year, with three different heads, two different sets of hands, and both the Raw and SmackDown Women's Championships. I had to get this figure, and I don't collect the Ultimates like that. I've only collected, so far, Finn Balor's Demon figure. Now, I know some of them have been hit or miss. The Brock Lesnar one is not a fan favorite for everybody. The Shawn Michaels, I've been like on the fence about. I really want to jump on that one. but it's HBK. I'm going to take the wise words from a friend. If it's a figure of your favorite person, why not get it? Why not jump on it? So that's what I did. I went online, Ringside Collectibles, put in a few codes from some fellow podcasters out there, and got a little discount on my figures, you know? Shout out to you guys. Another figure I picked up. Man, I know I picked up a ton of figures in the absence of being home. No, actually, I didn't. That's it. That's actually it on the figure count. The next thing I got was the, and this just arrived on this recording, the Marvel Infinity Saga Collector Core Box. Now, I haven't opened it yet. I'm probably going to do a live unboxing tomorrow just to show everybody what's in the box. I'm not even going to open it. I'm legit staring at it on the table right now. I'm not going to go too much into detail, but that's one of the things I've picked up. I've also been, and this is what's been going on lately in the world. A lot of us are losing our jobs. A lot of us. A lot of us are struggling financially or things like that. And it's affecting every world. But one of the worlds it affected is something close to me. Professional wrestling. A lot of my favorite wrestlers are wrestlers who I didn't expect to get released from WWE due to budget reasons. I'm not going to go into the whole politics of everything. But these wrestlers, as well as the independent wrestling superstars, are struggling right now, you know? And they're trying to make money because, honestly, WrestleMania, which was last week, before this pandemic happened, is a big week for not only WWE, but for independent wrestlers as well. That's when they're able to show off their talents to different audiences at different shows going on throughout the week. They're able to move different merch, new brand new stuff that hasn't even hit their stores yet, their wrestling stores, or they can only get at those shows. So a lot of these wrestlers have said, listen, they know everybody's going through it. So they're like, listen, if you want to donate and buy a t-shirt or buy an autograph or buy something I was going to release at WrestleMania weekend, go for it. And I'll, you know, they'll post the links, and I've jumped on a few of them. And I'm glad to say I picked up quite a few things. Few things I've picked up lately were, let's see, I got to pull them out right now. I have the whole box in front of me of things so I don't forget. I picked up a Solo Darling shirt from her on her website, solodarling.bigcartel.com. It is the, and she has a ton of dope shirts, mind you, and I'm a big fan of hers. I never got the chance to see her wrestle. Honestly, the sucky part is, before this pandemic even was kicked off, I had tickets to go see her, as well as so many other female wrestlers who I'm really, really cool with. Like, really cool with just seeing. I'm personally don't know these people like that. I'm never going to claim like I'm famous and know people. At a independent show, Battle Club, it was a Women's Crush Wednesday show. I was so devastated when I found out it was canceled. Well, not canceled, postponed until further notice. So I picked up a shirt from her, and it's a playoff of the Little Shop of Horrors. And that's one of the most underrated musical movies of all time. Honestly, if you haven't seen it, me and you need to have a conversation, a little talk, just a little one, not too big, not too small, just a little conversation, get the air cleared up about that. So then we could discuss why you don't have that great musical taste. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not going to pick. I never bust chops about that. You like what you like. I'm never going to yuck somebody's yum, or, you know, I'll just say, listen, if you haven't seen it, give it a shot. Push it forward. Also, I picked up a few autographs from my favorite wrestler, female wrestler, Jordynne Grace. I picked up a few things from her, a couple autographed photos and things like that. What else? Got a personalized message from Danny Jordan, who I saw wrestle with the Good Brother Bones about 2 months ago. Brother Bones, if you're listening to this, man, 2 months ago, bro, we actually saw Danny Jordan. I was supposed to go see her again. and Viperous. Shout out to the good brother Lou for putting me on the Viperous. They sent me a little video that I put a little money out for, and they were just having fun, busting chops a little bit. It was a great video. Maybe I'll share it with their permission. Maybe I'll post audio with their permission. I don't like to put things out like that without anybody's permission. But what else? I've been watching a lot of TV. Some of the shows I've been binging, and I'm going to recommend them to you as well. I just started Supernatural. Damn, I blew it. I never watched Supernatural, guys. Never, ever, ever. And one of the things is, a good friend of mine put me onto it, and she showed me scattered episodes. It wasn't the full season. She didn't want to get me too involved because she said it's a lot to catch up on. But now we have nothing else but time. So what I've been doing is I've been watching Supernatural. Sam and Dean are awesome. I know that show's in like its 14th or 13th season, something like that. But it's a good show. Highly recommend it. It plays with a lot of biblical things. So, and if you love that type of stuff, go check it out. I've also been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, one of my favorite shows. Anything Andy Samberg does is gold. I love it. You'll love it too. It's great. And that season actually is done. They wrapped it up before this whole pandemic kicked off. So we're going to get the entire season. I know in Canada it's available on Netflix, but if you're in the States, in your stateside, it's available on Hulu and on demand. That's another show. I've actually been watching a ton of wrestling. A ton of wrestling is what I've been doing. I watched WrestleMania a few weeks ago, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. The Boneyard match was fun, and so was the Firefly Funhouse match. But it really was, I didn't really call it a match. I call it a cinematic experience or a visual experience. There was limited physicality between Bray Wyatt and John Cena, but I definitely got the cinematic experience out of it. The Boneyard match, on the other hand, damn. Whew. That match was just great. I loved how Undertaker was the old dude, playing the old grizzled vet, teaching the young upstart a lesson. Even though AJ's not that young, he's like 40-something. But wrestling fans, please go check out those matches. I also revisited The King of the Ring over the quarantine. 1994 or 5, the year Owen Hart won. And I know someone's going to correct me on this and listen to it. I could hear the brothers in the background going, no, it's 95 or no, it's 94. What are you talking about? Bret won that year. Da, 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 da. But no, I actually enjoyed that pay-per-view from beginning to end. Rewatching it and then hearing somehow these people qualified and who they beat to get into the tournament was pretty cool too. Like a spoiler, please forgive me. So if you haven't seen this tournament, you have 3, 2, 1. Okay. For all my wrestling fans out there, IRS was in the Elite Eight, right? He made it to the eight, man. So who he have to beat to get into the eight? He beat Scott Steiner. That's right. He beat Big Papa Pump. But he wasn't Big Papa Pump at the time. He was just regular Scott Steiner, with the wrestling gear and the different colored boots. And he had the long stringy mullet hair. That's who he beat, surprisingly. If you ever get a chance, go back and see. And I believe on the network, they have the matches that the preliminaries to even have the tournament. So go check those out too. Let's see. Anything else I've been watching? I actually watched WrestleMania 4 for the first time. I know. Shocking. I didn't watch WrestleMania 4. You do not know how much heat I got from the Brotherhood about not watching WrestleMania 4 because I love tournaments. If you know Gene and you know Wade and you know how I am, if you want my attention when it comes to wrestling or anything like super fun that I would be into, it's a tournament. It's always fun to see the matchups and who's against who. So yes, I watched the single night elimination tournament for WrestleMania 4, where Macho Man finally became World Heavyweight Champion. And I know. I'm sorry. I never got the chance to watch it. But I finally did. I enjoyed it. Macho Man is one of the greatest of all time to me. He will always be. I always preferred him over Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior. I'm sorry, guys. I know I'm probably in the minor, but Macho Man is the GOAT, man, to me. The GOAT. Love that guy. Every single thing he did, I had to pay attention to. From his promos to his in-ring work to even him selling Slim Jims. And if you don't know who Macho Man is, guys, he's in one of the greatest movies of all time, Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire. He played Bonesaw McGraw. Bonesaw is ready. That was a terrible Macho Man impression. Please forgive me. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. But you know what? I'm not going to keep you guys all day. I know you probably have a ton of things to do. This is just some of the things I've been doing during quarantine. But again, please stay inside if you don't need to. Take care of your family. Take care of your friends. Message somebody. Shoot somebody a text. Do all that good stuff. Also, wash your hands. Wash your hands. Please wash your hands. If you want to give me a follow, I'm on Twitter at Wade Olson. You could also give me a follow on Instagram at Wade Olson. And if you want to follow me on TikTok and watch me embarrass myself, it's also at Wade Olson. If you want to give our Instagram a follow, give us a follow at Big Heck Wade Adventures. Give us a follow on Twitter at Big Heck Wade ADV. And give us a follow on Facebook, Big Heck Wade Adventures. Also, please, 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 please follow the network we are a part of. Shout out to the Good Brothers at the Fourth Wall Cast, at the Crossroads, at Something to Wrestle With. Love those guys. Love those shows. Please go check them out. Follow them on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I believe there's a Facebook. I think it's coming. Fourth Wall Pop. Just type it in your search bar. Pops right up. Get it? Pops right up. Hashtag make it pop. Love you guys. Give them a follow. Also, I feel like I'm forgetting one more thing that's very important. Very, very important. Oh, another thing. I want to give you guys a little sneak peek of something that's coming up very soon. We're going to have Big Heck. And when he hears this, I know he's going to flip his lid. Guys, and I want you to let us know on our Twitter, let us know on our Instagram, let us know on our Facebook. Tell us what you think of this idea. Big Heck is an avid, and I mean avid, Street Fighter fan. He knows the history, he knows the games, he is one of the I go to him for Street Fighter knowledge. So what I told him was he has to do the good and the bad with me. We're gonna do the bad first. We're gonna revisit a movie he hates with a passion. Sorry, Heck, brother, I love you. We may turn this into a watch along from home and just have you guys listen to us rant and rave over the commentary, have a good laugh here and there. But definitely, it's gonna be a fun one. We are going to watch the instant gem, the mega classic. Street Fighter the movie starring Jean-Claude Van Damme and Raul Julia. Oh my God, he's gonna kill me. I know he is. I know he is. And sorry, heck, I'm laughing because I can hear your reaction as you're listening to this. I know I'm probably gonna get a bunch of curse words sent at me through text. And then we are gonna review the good. We are going to have another episode down the road, down the pipe, whatever you want to say, where we are going to review Street Fighter 2, the animated movie, the unrated edition or rated edition, whichever one we can find the quickest. And we are going to do a watch along or review of that movie. And I know he'll be happy about that. Also, we're going to have a plethora of special guests throughout the oncoming weeks. I'm not going to say who. I have a few ideas of who I would love to have on the show. Heck has a few ideas of people he'd love to have on the show. Some familiar faces, I'm sorry, familiar voices, some voices you may have never heard before on the show, or us, you know, you've heard them in mention, you've heard them, you know, in hearing their conversation, but we're going to have them on eventually, and it's going to be just a fun-filled time. Once again, guys, thanks for tuning in. I love you. Big Heck loves you. We love you all. Please stay safe. Please stay kind. Please stay awesome. I'm going to end this one with a peace, a salute, and I'm out. Later.